Rabbi Yitzchok Schwartz, Wednesday, 4th of March, Chesedah, Geula, and Achris HaYomim.
First of all, Yishar Koyach, thank you for the opportunity, the school, to share some Divrei Torah with you. And I want to give a special thanks to my dear friend Dr. Harris, who's a shutef in the shir, because all the printouts we did at the last minute, because last night I couldn't find a computer to print it out. We did it right before the shir, so Yishar Koyach Gadol to anybody who is nana from the ink in the paper. The Yishar Koyach goes to Dr. Harris. We live in very, very unusual times. I think we don't need to elaborate on that point. When I was asked, I must make a moidor before, when I was asked to speak, I immediately agreed, because the Zikr Rabban to start the day, the Torah way, it sounds like such a gewaltige thing. Immediately agreed, but then I got another phone call. Is it Hashkofa or Musa? It has to be categorized as Hashkofa Musa. So I have to be Moiser Moidor. I had to give an answer. It's Hashkofa. But the emes is, if the Hashkofa is emes, it's Musa. They didn't give me a choice, Hashkofa, Musa, or Hashkofa and Musa, because none of them are true. If it's Hashkofa, it's Musa. If it's not Musa, it's not Hashkofa. That is a Bechinas Moidor. The Gemara says we have the first Mari Mokim. Gemara in Chulin, there's a mistake here in how it came out. Homa, forget Bosser. Homa min HaTorah minayin. The Gemara asks, how do we know a source for Homa in the Torah? Says in the Pasuk, Hamino 8, Asher Tzivitzicho, Levilti Achol Mimeno Palta, or Kodesh Boko, I told them a reason. Did you eat from the tree? Did you eat from the tree that I told you not to eat from? That's a remez to Homa. We don't have time to go into that, how that's a remez to Homan. Esther min HaTorah minayin, v'anoichi hastir astir, chonai. Right? In the Torchochai, in the Klolos, in the Torah, Hashem, Nachi Seyom, says he's going to hide his face. V'anoichi hastir astir, chonai. Astir loshan, the oishis Esther. Mordechai min HaTorah minayin, this one is not as clear, deceive, more draw, that's in the Torahs, in the Besomim. More draw from the different types of Besomim that are in the Torahs. Mitargaminon, Miradachio. Miradachai, yeah, it kind of works out, right? Miradachio in the Targum Unklus. Unklus was also given at Har Sinai, a koponim, Mordechai. Demis is a pele. Why does the Gemara ask, all the Mepharshim ask, and Maral, the Megillah, why do they ask these particular people min HaTorah minayin? What about Chaim Yankel? What about me? I don't know, I'm not the kosher enough maybe, but why doubt? There are many tzaddikim in the history of Torah Shebiksav. I want to find what's the mocha for all the tzaddikim of Torah Shebiksav. Doubt to these people, many tzaddikim and many rishonim. Why doubt to these people? So the answer is, well, there are many answers, there's many different levels of this, but the answer is, these are very, very unusual people. The events that occurred in their time are different than anything else that took place in Tanakh. Different than Yetzias Mitzrayim, different than all the Milchomas that were in Eretz Yisrael, and the Derech and Nisim that we had while we were in Eretz Yisrael, different than Hanukkah. So the Gemara wants to know, Chazal wants to know, where do we find a source for this type of Hanhoga, this type of story of the Geulas? Paras, that they came out of Persia from the Golos of Ahasuerus and Haman. Where do we find this type of Hanhoga? So let's look into that subject a little bit. The speed with which events evolve in our times is mind-boggling. Just when we thought we figured out the pace of life, everything was, I think, around Rosh Hashanah time, all of a sudden the world is spinning out of control, totally out of control, and nobody knows where it's going to end. Bedidi heve uvda. Nobody speaks about this. Nobody even paid attention to it. Maybe there was a few people, except for me. Sometimes it takes an outsider. I was in America a few months ago, and they were having hearings in the Congress about the economic situation. So we know always before the public knows, the people inside, they know beforehand what's happening. Said hearings in the Congress about what they're going to do about it. So the head of all the hearings, who happens to be a Mestoma, he's a Jew. So Bernie Frank, I think, is his name. Mestoma, he's a Jew, the way he talks. Unfortunately, he's not doesn't live a life that we would like to have on our near children living. But he says the following. He was called in with the president the night before the president made the big announcement that we're in deep trouble. That was, I think, Rosh Hashanah time. It was right before Rosh Hashanah. But Lehman Brothers went under, and then that, and then all the things that happened after that. So he said, we were so stunned. And he's the head of the Finance Committee of the United States Congress. He had no clue what was going to happen. The truth is, the president didn't have any clue what was going to happen either. And even the head of the Federal Bank didn't know what was going to happen. Nobody knew. All of a sudden, everything's unfolding. Everything's falling apart. How are you talking? Even the head of the Federal Reserve, the genius, they say, who built the world economy, what was his name? Greenspan, right? Which I hope is not going to cost us a lot of sorts for colleagues. I hope not. He said, also. He didn't know. He had no idea such a thing could happen. Nobody knows what's going on. So this fellow, I think this is Bernie Frank, the head of the Finance Committee in the Congress, he says, you know, when we heard this, we called in and told what's going to happen and what's the real situation, we were shocked. Of course, much of what we were told was secret, and much of it is still secret. Oh, that's how I and it was just, it was behavla. It was just something stuck in the middle of a sentence that wasn't the subject. What we don't know yet will be revealed. That's for sure. But the course of events is mind-boggling, how quick they're happening and how devastating they are. I think it's mamash akim with the pasuk we have in the printout, baboyke toima mi yiten erev in the terchocha. Baboyke toima mi yiten erev be'erev, toima mi yiten boyke mipachad lebovcha she'tivchum emayin nechashe. Till you figure out what's going on, everything changes a little. You thought you just got used to the matzav, to the situation, something new is going to come. And that's a siman of a very serious problem in Golis. When things unfold in such a devastating way, with such tremendous, mind-boggling speed, we know that this is a very unusual set of events. Look in the Megillah. The Maharal points out, everything in the Megillah was quick. Maru es homon, maher kach es asus, vayavhilu es homon, everything's quick, quick. What's the big hurry? Teretz Yisrael says the Maharal, even though he doesn't use this lashon, Yeshua es Hashem kehirafayim. Not only are quick unfolding of events quickly a simon of a deep problem in Golis, but they're also a simon of that halachah of the Gula. Yeshua es Hashem kehirafayim. And there's an explanation to this. In the world of Teva, in the world of nature, everything evolves through cause and effect. You want to speak, you have to have air in your lungs. You don't have air in your lungs, you got to take a breath first. Right? Everything is cause and effect. And for cause and effect to progress, you need time. That's why time, Bereshis, Bor Elohim, says the Gro, other Meforshim, because Baruch Hu created Zman. Zman, time, has to be a part of the physical world, since the physical world works with cause and effect. Cause and effect is a process which takes time. It's part and parcel of the physical world. So that's normal events. But when events take place from a different hanhaga, not in the way of teva, not in the way of nature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created at Sheshis Yimei Breshis, but something lemala min teva, when things come straight min HaShemayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're interjected into the world of teva, they take place with tremendous speed, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need cause and effect. He's the cause and the effect. Like the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, who are Yodea, who Hadea, he knows, he is, he's the knowledge, he's ever, because Baruch Hu is the cause and the effect. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a Nes, when he brings something into the world of Teva, into the natural order of Sheshis and Mebreshis, from Lemalo Min HaTeva, so he's bringing and introducing a process which takes no time at all into a world which requires time. What happens? We can't avoid it. We live in a world of time, but the things will happen very, very quickly. And that's why it's a simon, that's how we know it's a simon of something is happening directly min shemayim. If you look at the lashon at the bottom there, we have the quote. The lashon ayelas, we know that the mizmor that we say on Purim is there right at the bottom of the page. Lam natzeach al ayelas hashachar. There's many droshes perikof based in Tilim. There are many droshes in Chazal on this Mizmor Tehillim, which doesn't say anything about Purim in it, of course. But there are many Ramazim here that it's speaking about Esther. Chazal Dash is talking about Esther, not only the story of Esther and Haman and Mordechai, but also of the Geulas that will be in the future. Look at the Lashon and Maral, the Lashon Ayelis. What's an Ayelis? Ayelis HaShachar can mean two different things. And it means both. Ayala is what? I think the name is called an elk. An elk.
What?
An elk.
Elk.
Elk. E-L-K. An elk. Like a deer. It's related to a deer, but it's not exactly a deer, right? An elk. Ayala. Right. Ayala. We have a female one. Ayala HaShachar. But it's also, it's the period of time right before it gets light. Right before it gets light at night. Veloshen Ayeles, so here the Maral is explaining here the different droshes in Chazal. Veloshen Ayeles Shashem is bok koifetz kayola. Why is the mizmor that deals with Esther starts with Ayeles HaShachar? What does that have to do with Ayeles HaShachar? It says it's like a jumping elk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was noyeg. He conducted himself with the creation, with Klal Yisrael, as a jumping elk. Umeil oilam, and he lightens up the world. He's our world. What's the jumping? You might think that what happened. Listen, we read the Megillah. We all read the Megillah, and the Shem Hashem is not there. There's no Kriyas Yamsuf. There's no Mon. There's no Bear. There's no Anane covered. Politica, as we say in Israel. Politica, right? It's all protexia. Och, Eslona Bebeis HaMelech. We have a sister in the palace. It's all politics there. So a person might think that it's not a nes. Kmo shara geula is shalotimsa geula azois nes niglaka. There's no revealed nisim in the whole Megillah. Lefikach, therefore, yesh la'ach, a person might think, ka geula azois hoya minig shaloyla. Maybe it's just a normal, it's a good mazel. Lekach oma, sheinoi kach. Therefore comes the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Ayelas Hashachar Chazal Darshan Koifetz Kayol." It wasn't so. Like Hashem Yisborach Haya Koifetz Kayola. Hashem was jumping, was dancing, like a jumping elk. The Zebin Nesha Hashem Yisborach Paul Dover Zeh Vohaya Yidei Nes. Lekach Lohoya Nase Enyan Amegillah Zos Bezman Nimshach. Here's what the Maaseh. Therefore, all the things in the Megillah don't take any time. They happen 1, 2, 3. Things that happen within the realm of Sheshis Mebreshis, within the Teva, they take time. There's cause and effect. Shenas Bizman. Something that comes directly from Hashemayim, directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without the Shlichim of Koiches HaTeva, without the agents of the physical world. Nase Beloizman Nimshot, it happens immediately. Like we see in all the Megillah, Shoyanes b'mehiris b'kfitza d'ksiv v'yom ha'melech ma'alwes homon v'yom ha'melech ma'her kachis alavush v'sasus v'oyda medavi v'hilu es homon, etc. etc. Harki ha'kol na'ase b'mehiris ha'golam neki hu min Hashem v'inotach ha'sem shech ha'zman l'kach nikra ayeles. So the first remez we have, the first chazal that we're going to deal with here, is that the geula of Esther and the geula lost in Lavoi will be like an ayola, like a jumping elk, jumping quickly, because geula is lamala mederech teva. There's nothing within teva that tells us or assures us there'll be a geula. In fact, b'teva advorim, the world should just get worse and worse, and the Torah tells us the opposite. No, na'achris hayomim, the world's going to come to its highest madrei. But it also means Lam Natzer Halayelas Hashacha. It also means the dawn. Ayelas Hashacha. That's what we call Ayelas Hashacha, is the dawn. What happens just before the dawn? You look at the next page in the paragraph Sefer Or Chodesh Amud Nun Beis. Dovracha Alayelas Hashacha Lam Nimshel Esther Lashacha. Why is Esther likened to the dawn? Why is it like the Shachar? The Shachar is a time, night, all night long. We're not used to this because we have electricity outside. But if we could find a place where there was no electricity, where there were no lights within 50 miles, and you'd see the way the skies really look. So all night we have some light. If it's not cloudy, we have light, either from the moon, if it's out, or the moon and the stars, but there's a certain period right before the sun comes up, before the world starts getting light, where this moon has already gone below the horizon, and the stars, the major constellations, also fall down below the horizon. It's pitch black. It's the darkest possible darkness right before it gets light. So too, says Chazal, times of Mordechai and Esther, the choshech was a hasti, it was a choshech kofel, like it says in the pasuk by Esther, hasti hasti. It was a double choshech. One, they were in Golus of Aron Shredos. But within the Golus of Aron Shredos, they were under the Golus of Haman. It was a choshech begoy choshech. There were two levels of choshech, and they couldn't see nothing. They couldn't see. So there's another simon of Golus is the depth of the choshech. Not only the depth of the choshech, but why is the choshech so deep? Because the me'oros are not there. The me'oros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in Shemayim, the yareach, the moon, v'akoychovim, and the stars are not there. They descended below the horizon. We can't see them. We live in a tkufa where we don't hear the he'oros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have nevi'im anymore. Even the gedolei Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, shall be gezund shtark, gedolei Yisrael. They're not getting younger. They're not getting younger. Recently, I want to tell you this. Recently, my Rebbe is dying. Soon, starting to climb to the Scheinberg. He told me I was in his office, and in a very uncharacteristic fashion, right before I was about to walk out of the door, because I walk out backwards from the door, so I see everything while he's leaving. He points at me. Rabbi Yitzchok, Mashiach is coming very soon. I've been a Talmud of Scheinberg for more than 30 years. I never told me such a thing. Mashiach's coming very soon. I said, yeah, Rebbe? He said, yeah. I said, when? Okay, let's talk about it. You already... Yaakov with his son. Afterwards, he couldn't talk. Couldn't talk afterwards. Falls asleep. Opens. Mashiach is very close. The choshech outside. We don't even have... What are they saying? What are they speaking to the nation? We cannot live in a generation where the me'irim, the me'oros ha'gedolim, cannot, we don't have them anymore. And the ones we do have, because they have craft, even open their mouths anymore. Oh, you knew from Beseva, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbar. But we live in the choshech begoy choshech. We're in the choshech in the choshech. We're in Golus. And the Me'oros are descending below the horizon. Hashem should be marach yameim v'shnoseyem shal b'zoich n'mekabu b'simplu m'shir t'zikeinu m'chadik v'shvok v'shmechadish der koiches ki mei ha'na'urim but la'is ata we're in the choyshech ma'amish in the choyshech. Where's the Dvar HaMalchus? Where's the Dvar Hashem? We're on our own, Rabbi Yisrael. We're on our own. If Mashiach is right around the corner, why isn't he here? It's our job, Rabbi Yisrael. Sarja. The other aspect of Ayelas Hashava, the next posuk, posuk in Mishle, Ayelas Ahovim V'Yalas Chain Dadeo Yervucho Yiravucho B'Choleis Ba'Avoso Tish Getomi. Ayelas Hashava, the Loshan Ayelas is a Loshan of a Teshuka, tremendous, passionate, burning desire. When a person sits in the choshech begoy choshech, the darkness within the darkness, when a person is at the end of the night, lu yitzu, we didn't have any electricity, and it's getting darker and darker as the evening goes, when is the greatest tshuka, the greatest desire that the sun should come up, is right before dawn, when there's no more yareach, there's no more kerchovim, there's no more luminaries in the shamayim, then the tshuka, the desire that the light should come is the greatest. Here's another simon of the geula. Another simon of the geula, akroiva, is when Am Yisrael is sitting in anticipation with a tshuka gedoyla, with a tremendous cheshech. Motzai HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoyes ha'olam. When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to appear with the or ha'geula? So we have three simonim of golos and geula. One is the speed, the mind-boggling pace within which events take place, seemingly without cause and effect. It appears to be without cause and effect. Nobody will tell you today why we are where we are in the world today. Everyone has a different tosef. Greed. The best thing everybody will come up with is greed, which is true. That's also true. That's probably the best answer. Greed. Greed. It's an English word, as far as I know. In English, I don't know. I was a moment. Oh, that's it. There's a fourth simon. The fourth simon is when things happen in the bederech nister, when things take place in a way that's hidden from the eye. And that's why Esther minatzer minayin ki anoyse astir pona. There's a hanhoga of nisim that take place bederech nister, not like kriyas yamsuf, like the Maral spoke about before in the paragraph we looked at before. It looks like it's not a nes. How do we know it's a nes? One of the simonim that it's a nes is it takes place, like we said, so quickly, as if it's without cause and effect. But there's another sibuk. Look at the lashon inside. In the second paragraph, there's two paragraphs there. The third line of the second paragraph of the Hebrew, right? In the middle of the page, not just in the middle of the page, the third line, there's some bold print. Aval yesh lecha ladas ki heper zehuan hu. Right? A person might think that there was no nes here. What happened? There was nothing. The opposite is true. Ki mashal nas and nes nigle b'megillah, the fact there was no revealed nisim in the Megillah, hu bishvil goyla nes. Not because it was a minor nes. People think it's a minor holiday, they call it a minor holiday, Purim. Minor holiday. It's the biggest holiday that we have. It's the biggest Yom Tov. It's more important than Rosh Hashanah, more important than Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, maybe even than Yom Kippur. How do I know? Because as I say, Kol HaMoedos is seemingly bottled. All the Yom Tovim are going to be bottled, lost, lovely. Doesn't mean we won't have to keep Yom Tov, but that's a different hesper. But the Lashon, nevertheless, as I say, all the Moedim will be betailing means they'll be toffel. If you eat a piece of bread and you put inside a piece of bread a piece of meat, you make a broch on the meat? No. Why? The meat is tougher for the bread. You make a mighty lechem and oil, and you toast it. Pathos, the tougher. All the murders will be betained, will be tfailing. Except Purim. V'yeshom in Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is a machloikis, whether it'll be, retain its kashivas in the future. But Purim, l'kula alma, kol ha-murders are seemingly bottled. Chutz mi Purim lekulam beislam man de poli, that the most important Yom Tov los is lovoy Purim, the minor holiday of Rabbi Yisrael. It's kfir to say such a thing. Bishvil godol neshu godol b'yoisad shebo momokam elyon hanister v'yefshe li os oiso maile benigle mitam zeh lo nichtav gam ken Hashem benigle. Says the Maral, you know why the Shem Hashem is not mentioned in the Megillah? Because the Nes is from such a hidden place. It's from so far beyond our ability to perceive, so we can't even write the name of Hashem. Rak nirmad benister v'lohoya hanes kima yide Esther shenikis kach al shekolim yonah hoya nister ki tznua hoysa k'mesh yisbor dover ze barichas. Esther was the shaliach to bring this tremendous nest from a place that's so high above the Bria, the way we know it. And when he says above the Bria, the way we know it, he doesn't mean just the world of Teva, the world of physical nature. He's talking about the Olam HaSelyonim, the Ruchnius world. Right? We live in the Olam HaSiyah. The Siyah also is only part of the Olam HaSiyah. There's above us, there's other Olamas, Yitzira and Bria and Atzilus. Ooh, and each one has Rivei Revovois, Tzatzich HaOyrois, and Ebn Chaim speaks about it, not that I know anything about this stuff. Big Bria, the Olam is much bigger than we think, much bigger than what the universe looks like to us even. And the Nes is coming from such a high place, such a high Hanhoga, it's Nister, we can't even speak about it. Even in the Kabbalah, vice versa, we can't even speak about it. It's coming from a Mokum Nister, there's no shame. Of all the shameless of Hashem, which are the Kabbalah, I think everybody knows that one of the biggest areas in Kabbalah, in Lima Kabbalah, is the shameless of Hashem. The shameless, the tzurufi shameless, what they mean, what they stand for. But there is no shame here in the Megillah. Even l'malam in a Kabbalah, we don't have any shame. Because it's coming from a makom that we can't even speak about. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Geula, the whole world is bottled. The world becomes tougher. The world as we know it becomes tougher. And since the shinui is so great, to bring from Bira Amikta, from the bottom of the pit, to the spitz of all of the Bria, that has to happen b'derech nister. Look a little bit later in the Lashonis that are in the bold print. Lakach ha-nes hazeh memokam elyon nister. V'lo hoyot ha-nes v'gilo gam ken rak kfi ma shebo ma-Hashem ha-gulo hoyot ha-nes. Kasha hoyot memokam elyon shu nister v'nelem hoyot ha-nes. Gam ken nister. Nes was nister because it came from a place that's nister v'nelem. Zeh shoma ba-midish. Kol mokam shenei ba-magila melech stam. Famous Chazal. Wherever it says in the Megillah, just melech without ha-melech ha-chashverosh. Pirush hein ha-melech ha-kodesh boch. It's talking about, referring to kodesh boch. Hein melech ha-chashverosh, also talking about ha-chashverosh. Now it doesn't mean, just mean it's talking about kodesh boch. When it says melech stam, it means just the kodesh boch. It means ha-kodesh boch and ha-chashverosh are acting. Ubamokam shiksiv ha-melech ha-chashverosh, ha-melech ha-chashverosh ad-kan. Wherever it says ha-melech ha-chashverosh, it's just ha-melech ha-chashverosh. It's not a kodesh boch acting. So we know that when Ahasuerus was living his life, going through his daily schedule, I don't know, his secretary came and gave him the exam, there's certain things that he did that it was HaMelech Ahasuerus. He did them on his own. That was his ASIC. But there are many things he did that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with him. Upirizeh ki ha-megillah azos lo nizka Hashem befeirush mitam asher amanu lefi shebo ha-tzalosin mokam elyon nizda v'kol ha-dvorim, look at this lotion, v'kol ha-dvorim ho-yunasim lomato. Everything that took place in the Megillah didn't just take place in this world, but it was taking place in the Olam HaElyonim. Lefika b'kol mokim d'ksiv ha-melech u'ha-melech ha-chashverosh shahoyo poyol kamo shenigzer olav min Hashem yizbor shu melech olam v'dvorim eilu buhim. Every time he did something, which in the Megillah he just referred to as melech, he was carrying out a gzeira v'kodesh boch. He was a puppet. Leiv melochim v'solim b'yad Hashem. It's all nister. You couldn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing anything. He took off his tabas, right? He took off his ring. Who took off his ring? Yosef HaMelech is tabat mal yodah. The Melech took off the ring. Hashem tabas, HaKashveres did also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took off the tabas. HaKashveres did it in the Lamato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it in the Lamala. So when we're in the deepest level of Golus, in the choshech begur choshech, when the darkness is at its worst, when we can't even understand the Divine Hashem, there's nobody to be meir our eyes in the derech hashgocha, the derech what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. When things are unfolding with such speed, with such, we can't begin to imagine what has happened. We can't figure it out until we look around the corner, there's another ending taking place. Comes Esther at such a tkufa, comes an Esther and a Mordechai. Esther and Mordechai. Esther and Loshen Nista. Everything was behester. Mordechai, it's also behester. Says the Maral, we just read over it briefly, they were tznuim. They were tznuim. Esther was betznius mufleges. Her level of tznius is beyond what we can imagine. She hid, mamash hid in her house for a whole tkufa in the dungeon, in the basement in her house, so they wouldn't find her. Probably all the other girls were standing in line to be picked for Mela. She was hiding away. Esther was Melosh and Hester. She was Bitsnius Mufleges. Mordechai, more Dachio, more Dro, that's the Keshe in the Gemara. He was like the Besomi. Where does the terrorist take place? Lifnai v'lifnim. In a Mokom Seser, in a hidden place. Nobody's inside when the terrorist is brought. Mordechai was a Tzanua. Esther was a Tzanua. Since they were Anoshim Tzanui, they were Noeg Bitsnius Mufleges. They were chosen to be the shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he has to bring a nes b'derech nister, b'derech tznius mufleges. So here we have another simon and a bit of a mahalach, a bit of an approach how to come into Geula. B'tznius. We're in such a choshech. We're so deep into Golus. The darkness is so thick. When the Geula comes, I'm not a novi, but when the Gula comes, you stomach, you see from Chazal, if Kol HaMoedah said Sibli Botel, but Purim's not Sibli Botel, Purim will stay with us, you stomach, the Gula Achrein will be Bederech Purim also. Basically, I don't know, I'm not a bofim, so why am I speaking? I'm just sharing with you, different terror, so. It'll become Bederech Nister. And even if it becomes Bederech Nigle, the Maral speaks about in the beginning it's Nister, and then later on it becomes Nigle. Al Koponim, we need. It's not a sod. Nobody has to be offended. Chas v'sholem, and the Noshim Tzidkoniyus today, Baruch Hashem,
We have the problems in the Shusarabim. Shemirachim. We have, I spoke in the yeshiva yesterday. She told the boys, Amolek, the Rosh Hashanah belongs to Amolek. He won already the war in the Rosh Hashanah. Yes, Hashem will get it back. But lays out the Rosh Hashanah is Amolek. He's taken over everything. Can't open your eyes. Can't open your eyes. But they came into our machane. If we want to be Zeuche the Gula is going to come B'derech Nister, at least at the beginning, become B'derech Seiser. To bring on Hog of Gula into this Choshech, it has to become B'derech Nister, like in times of Esther. So we have to be, if we want to be Shlichim, to bring the Gula, we have to also be Noeg B'tznius. Finally, Vada, we need Ayelas HaShachar, the Tshuka, the Gula, they were Yoshiva Mitzapim, it says in the Midrash, they were Yoshiva Mitzapim for the Gula. With our tefillas, with hishtapchus hanefes, yeah, we got a little bit used to the matzah today. It doesn't have to be like this. We don't have to suffer. But I see the time has ended, so we must stop here. Yeshikoyah Godel, Afeil Chapurim, Afeil Chapurim.